Chapter 7, China's Diplomatic Relations. Dialogue 1. Can you tell me something about China's diplomatic relations? Professional terms. Tutor. Assign. Essay. Relevant. Normalized. Dramatically. Counsel. Absolutely. Hello, Ling Ling. I've not seen you these days. How are things with you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Fine, too.
Last month, my tutor assigned me to write an essay about China's diplomatic relations. So these days, I'm busy reading and finding relevant data.
I'm also interested in China's diplomatic relations. But I know very little about it. Can you tell me something about it?
Okay. Our established policy is to develop good relations with all the countries, based on the five principles of peaceful coexistence. And we are on very friendly terms with many countries, especially developing countries.
How about your relations with developed countries?
China established diplomatic ties with a number of developed countries in the 1970s. And since then, the relationships with them have become normalized. And the relations with some of them have improved dramatically.
By the way, China is one of the five standing members of the United Nations Security Council. Is that right?
That's right. With the rapid development of its economy, China is playing an increasingly important role in world affairs. Our sixth goal still is to safeguard world peace and develop friendly relations with all the peace-loving nations.
It is a well-known fact that China has made invaluable contributions to world peace, stability, and development.
You are absolutely right.
Dialogue 2. Talking about China. Professional terms. Impress. Fascinating. Hospitable. Skyscraper. Scenic. Civilization. Boast. Invention. Reform.
Miss Smith, is this your first time to China?
No, this is my second time. My first time was in 1973.
Really? Which places have you visited so far?
Beijing, and many other places.
Of all the cities, which one impresses you most?
Beijing. It's really a fascinating place. The people there are especially kind, friendly, and hospitable. The streets are wide and clean, and many modern skyscrapers have appeared. Beijing also has many places of historic interest and scenic beauty, such as the Great Wall, the Summer Palace, etc.
China is a country with a nation civilization, and we boast our long history. Do you know our four great inventions?
Sorry, I have no idea. Can you tell me?
They are compass, printing, gunpowder, and paper making.
Comparing with my first visit in 1973, I find great changes have taken place in China this time.
You're right. Thanks to the open door policy and political as well as economic reforms, everything has got much better. The country has become stronger and people are better off.
So we have every reason to believe that China will have a brighter future.
Sure. Although it is backward now, under the leadership of our party, China will surely catch up with the advanced countries in the near future.
I think so too. Tips on reception of foreigners. A general survey of China's diplomatic relations. Since it practiced the open-door policy, China's relations with many countries have improved dramatically. As a peace-loving nation, China will certainly push forward in developing good relations with all countries, based on the five principles of peaceful coexistence. China, a socialist country, was and still is on very friendly terms with the other socialist countries. The relations with many developing countries have changed greatly, and the relations with many developed countries have become normalized and improved a lot. Naturally, it welcomes the bankers and businessmen from other countries to invest in China and establish joint ventures in China. Only by developing friendly relations with other countries can our economic development be guaranteed. China is interested in maintaining good economic ties with them and promoting mutual development. China is a strong supporter of the non-aligned movement and stresses the great importance of world peace. China is also an active participant in many international organizations, including the United Nations, and is an important power to safeguard world peace. Notes. Joint ventures. The non-aligned movement.